see. Where would you build, if you're going to make a place to collect water for your stock, where would you build it? Let's say you have a ranch now.
Well, you'll build a tank or a pond. You'd build it in a ravine.
Is that what you'd normally call it?
I suppose so. That's the only thing I think of that you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
In the ravine or the wash.
Mm-hmm.
Gully wash. Or in a at the foot of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything else that you'd would call that.
When you get all done, you stock it with fish, and just spend the rest of your life fishing.
Yeah. Well, what were some of the other things you had?
What would you call good, rich, sandy soil?
Sandy loam.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a creek bed without any water in it?
Just dry creek.
And a road that has a hard surface on it?
Gravel road.
And run with the black stuff or that white stuff. It's hard.
Clay. Clay road or a muddy road.
How about a road that goes from the highway up to the house?
Lane.
And a road that branches from the main road?
Branches from the main road.
Or just, the main road's there and this road goes off here and this road goes off here.
Trail.
How about the ditch beside the road?
Oh, a bar ditch. Bar ditch, the only thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called a borrow ditch?
Borrow.
Mm-hmm. As in you borrow it from the ditch and put it up on the crown of the road?
No. Well, I don't think I've ever heard of B-A-R ditch, bar ditch.
I've had several people tell me that's used to be a borrow ditch.
Maybe where it's
bar out there and you put it up here.
Maybe where it's dry from.
I don't know.
But
that's
I never
a
nice heard
story.
It makes a good story, but I never heard of anything except bar.
Oh, to change the subject some now. Where are you now?
Lawton, Oklahoma.
You're not at work, you're where?
I'm in my home.
And if someone is coming this way, you'd say he's coming how in relation to me?
Going north?
No. I'm sitting here, the man walks through the door and he comes. He's not going away from me.
You come in.
Uh-huh. And how in relation to me?
Coming towards you.
If you went downtown and, let's say you met a friend there, you came back and you told your wife about this and she said to you, did you plan to meet him there? What would you say?
I accidentally met him.
If a boy is named William and his father is named William, you say that the parents named the child how?
After his father.
And if you want your dog to attack another dog, what do you tell him?
Sick him.
And if you want him to come to you?
Come here.
And what would you call a dog? Here he comes. It works. It works well.